Hey everybody, we're going to do something this week that we haven't done in the 3 years since we started this podcast. We are going to introduce you to another Super Duper Kids podcast by playing an entire episode of that podcast at the end of one of our own episodes. The name of the podcast we are going to share with you is called Newsy Jacuzzi. Newsy Jacuzzi is a weekly podcast for the whole family that covers world news. And the best part is that the hosts are the dynamic mother-daughter duo of Lindy and Leela. It's an incredible podcast that we love listening to, so you're definitely going to want to stick around and check them out in just a few minutes. After you hear how awesome Newsy Jacuzzi is, be sure to check out the other 50 episodes they've already released and show them all of the love and support you've given to us over the years. It's time to get curious! Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This week's topic suggestion comes from two listeners that live about 1,300 miles away from each other, but are curious about the same exact thing.
Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! This email is from my 6-year-old stepson, Riker. We are from New Brunswick, Canada, and we love your show and listen to it all the time. Riker is curious to know how glass is made. Regards, Riker and Courtney.
That was awesome. In case it's not crystal clear, what we are getting curious about this week. Give a listen to this voicemail we received from Jane.
My name is Jane. I live in Kokomo, Indiana. I'm 7 years old. I'd like to be curious about glass. I'm a big fan. My birthday is October 28th, 2013. My favorite color is purple, and my favorite number is -13. I have a little brother. His name is Joe. He's 3 years old, and I don't know what he wants to get curious about. I don't know.
That was a super voicemail. We love hearing from our listeners. We are getting curious about glass this week for Riker and Jane.
No matter where you are listening to us from right now, you can probably look around and find glass somewhere very close. In fact, the device you are using to listen to the podcast may even have glass in it. Glass is so important in our everyday lives, even if we might not realize it. Olivia, what's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is tempered glass and where can you find it?
While you're thinking about the answer, let's learn about truly unique and incredible glass.
Glass is transparent, but it's made from opaque sand. How crazy is that?
That's totally crazy. The word transparent describes something that is see-through, just like a window. The windows in your car are transparent because they are made of glass. But glass is actually made of sand. Yes, the same kind of sand that you can find at the beach. And sand is opaque. That means that you can't see through sand. So how in the world do we make glass using sand? Stick around for just a minute to find out.
Glass is also neither a solid nor a liquid.
That's right. On the surface, you might assume that glass is a solid, because glass doesn't move and flow like liquids we are most familiar with, like water, for example. But glass is in a completely different category and is classified as an amorphous solid. In an amorphous solid, like glass, the tiny molecules that make up the solid are not locked into place, but are randomly distributed throughout and will move over time, depending on the temperature. To make matters a bit more confusing, glass can be considered an amorphous solid or also a super-cooled liquid. But whatever you want to call it, glass really isn't fully a solid or a liquid.
Glass can also be super-strong, but can still shatter into many pieces very easily.
Isn't that interesting? Glass is used in places to keep us safe, like in the windshield of our cars. Glass in other objects can be very fragile and break into many pieces if broken. Olivia learned this the hard way when she was helping me replace a few light bulbs a couple of years ago.
I was helping my daddy replace used light bulbs with new ones. While he was standing on a stepladder, he was handing me the used light bulb, and I handed him the new one to put into the ceiling. Well, I decided to bank two used light bulbs together, and kablammy! The glass broke into lots and lots of tiny pieces.
And here's a crazy fact about broken glass. When glass breaks, the cracks move at an incredible speed of about 3,000 miles per hour. That's fast. So glass is transparent, but it's made from opaque ingredients. It's neither a solid nor a liquid, and it can be super strong, but it can also be extremely fragile. It's because glass is so unique and versatile that we can find it in so many places. But how is glass made? Let's learn more about that.
Glass is made from three major ingredients: sand, soda ash, and limestone.
So sand is the only ingredient that you really need to make glass. If you heat sand up to a high enough temperature, which is usually done in a furnace or a kiln, the sand will turn into a liquid that kind of resembles lava. Then, when it cools off, you will have glass.
There is one problem, though. The melting point of sand is 3,092 degrees Fahrenheit.
That means that you need to heat sand up to at least 3,092 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1,700 degrees Celsius, for it to start melting. That is totally crazy. Super duper hot.
That's why we use soda ash to help make glass.
The purpose of the soda ash is to make the sand melt quicker, and it saves lots of energy. The third ingredient, limestone, is added to make the glass stronger. So even though soda ash and limestone aren't necessary to make glass, they are very helpful in making the process easier and for making the glass stronger.
You could add other ingredients into the mix to make colored glass.
Adding nickel oxide to the mixture, for example, will give the glass a beautiful violet color.
Glass can be man-made or it can even be made naturally.
That's because lightning can make glass if it strikes a beach. If lightning strikes sand or even rock, you can end up with something really neat called a fulgurite. A fulgurite is a hollow tube of glass covered by sand. The shape of the fulgurite actually comes from the path the lightning bolt takes as it hits the ground. Amazing!
Glass can also be formed by a volcanic eruption.
The heat of an eruption can fuse rocks and sand into glass. This type of glass is called obsidian, and it looks amazing. Thousands of years ago, people even used obsidian to make things like jewelry and knives.
Glass is 100% recyclable.
It can be recycled over and over and over again, and it will never lose its quality. 1 ton of recycled glass can save about 1,300 pounds of sand and about 400 pounds each of soda ash and limestone. September is Recycle Glass Month, and September is just a few short weeks away. Don't forget to recycle your glass.
It's important to recycle glass because glass takes around 1 million years to decompose.
And that makes it a lot less friendly to our precious environment than lots of other materials if it isn't properly recycled. Recycling glass isn't actually emphasized as much as recycling plastic or paper, but it is super important. Okay, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. What is tempered glass and where can it be found?
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
Tempered glass is a super tough glass that doesn't crack easily. It can be found in things like screen protectors and car windows.
Tempered glass is made by treating glass with specific chemicals and lots of heat. Tempered glass is a lot stronger than regular glass, and when it does break, it crumbles rather than breaking into big glass shards that could be dangerous. That makes it perfect for uses like the screen protector on your phone or tablet, or for the windows in your car. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 149, on glass.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Riker and Jane, for the crystal clear topic suggestion. Is there something you are curious about? There must be. Everybody is curious about something. Well, if you are curious about something and you want us to cover it in a future episode and give you a big shout out, this is what you should do. Head on over to CuriousKidPodcast.com. When you get there, you should click on the Episodes tab on the top of the page. Once you do that, you will have a list of all the episodes of Curious Kid Podcast from newest to oldest. You can listen to any of our episodes from there. But here's the cool part. On the episode page, there is a search bar at the top that says Search Episodes. You can type something in the search bar to see if we already got curious about your topic. If we did, that's great. You can listen to and enjoy that episode. But if we didn't, you should totally send us an email to CuriousKidPodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you're curious about. If you want to leave us a voicemail instead, like our amazing listener Jane, dial 856-425-2324 and tell us what you're curious about. Either way, please don't forget to give us your name, age, and let us know where you're from so we can give you a proper shout-out in the episode. Come back next week for episode number 150, Wowzers! In episode 150, we will get curious about the brain for listeners in Reynoldsburg, Ohio. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
The news variety show, known as none other than Newsy Jacuzzi, a whirlpool of news and information. I'm your host, Leela Shushankar Prickett, and joining me is...
Hello, I'm Lindy Prickett.
We're taking to the skies this week on Newsy Jacuzzi as we discover the many wonderful ways innovators are creating cleaner planes, from the sun above to a little bit of this. The power source of cleaner planes will amaze you. And if that doesn't lift you up, we'll give you an uplifting story about the Afghan girls who defied a ban on their singing. Speaking of music, you'll never guess what's making this cool sound. And finally, it's been a wacky week in the animal kingdom. From the man who befriended a usually annoying animal, to the Arctic walrus whose iceberg ended up far from home, and the sea slug that goes to severe measures, or should I say, severing measures, to get rid of parasites infecting its body. So let's dive on in into the bubbling Newsy Jacuzzi. First up is
the big news story
of the week.
So we talked at the beginning of the year about how electric vehicles were about to have their moment, with more and more people buying EVs than ever before.
In effort to drive around in a cleaner way.
That's right. But what can we do about traveling across the world?
As in flying.
In a cleaner way. Air travel is fast and convenient.
Beats going by boat if you're traveling from India to England, or England to America anyway.
Sure is, but it's not good for the environment, especially with more and more of us taking to the skies.
So why don't airlines look at using electric batteries like the EVs use?
Well, they are, but there are drawbacks. See, right now the batteries are very heavy. An EV battery weighs, get this, roughly half a ton. That's the weight of a piano. And that's to run a single car. Imagine how much a small plane would need, Leela, never mind a big passenger plane.
No one won't even be able to get off the ground.
Right. So, developers are looking at other methods and fuels, like hydrogen.
Okay.
And where do we find hydrogen but in water?
H2O.
Right. Two hydrogen atoms bonded to one oxygen atom is what makes a water molecule.
Wait, you mean water can power planes?
Yes, and not just water, but the sun, too.
The sun? Well, I guess come to think about it, there's a lot of solar power up in the sky.
That's right. And according to our aviation correspondent, Maya Bull, some clever folks even use solar power to take a flight around the world.
Whoa, tell us more, Maya.
Thanks, Leela. Almost 5 years ago, the Solar Impulse 2 went around the world. It was a single-seater plane with massively long wings covered in solar panels. It was the sun's energy that was powering it to fly. Then in 2019, the world's first fully electric six-passenger plane took off in Canada. Another company, ZeroAvia, took to the skies here in England in a similar battery electric aircraft last year. But as you said, if you want to fly for a long time and in a bigger plane that can take a lot of passengers, right now the batteries are just too heavy for that. So the same company, ZeroAvia, designed and recently flew 19 miles in a six-seater plane powered by water. Well, the hydrogen part of water. Hydrogen has lots going for it, doesn't it, Leela?
Yes, ma'am. I've been consulting my encyclopedia. And here's what I found. Hydrogen is very abundant. That means hydrogen is found almost everywhere on Earth. It's also one of the lightest elements in the world. And that means it can pack three times the energy of fossil fuels without emitting any dirty greenhouse gases. It just emits water vapor. How cool is that? But it's not all pie in the sky. Hydrogen is really hard to extract or pull out from water. And it's pretty hard to store, too.
That's right, Leela. But still, it's being used for more than just planes. Over in Europe, in Austria, they've developed a hydrogen train. And here in the UK, in London, we have hydrogen buses. In fact, the British government is such a fan of hydrogen fuel, it's giving ZeroAvia over $3 million to develop bigger hydrogen-powered planes in England. At the end of this year, the company hopes to test the technology on a flight that will go over 300 miles. Wow or what? In Nottingham, I'm Maya Bull reporting for NewsEJacuzzi.
Thanks a lot for that report, Maya.
That's not all, folks. Aviation innovations are happening right here in India, too.
Why am I not surprised?
Even less surprising is it's a startup associated with the highly acclaimed IIT, the Indian Institute of Technology in Madras.
Home of the super smart people.
Indeed. So we've established that planes using electric batteries can't go too far or be too big, right? But what if that's an advantage?
Oh, like in crowded places, like in India.
Yes, like getting from an airport on the outskirts of a city into downtown. Here to tell us more about this is
Yuvraj Sani, who's ready for takeoff.
That's right, Leela. But the question is, will it be a plane or will it be a drone? Actually, it's a little bit of both. The E-Plane company from Madras, India is developing an aircraft that will hit the sweet spot between floating like a drone and flying like a plane. They're developing a two-seater E-Plane which will have both wings and rotors. The rotors, like a helicopter uses, will be used just for takeoffs and landings from rooftops or parking lots, while the wings will be used for flying fast. But the aircraft will only be for short flights. going from one side of a crowded city to the other. It's still in development, but a small prototype is set for a trial flight in the next few months. So keep your eyes to the sky. In New Delhi, I'm Yuvraj Sani reporting for Newsy Jacuzzi.
Thanks a lot, Yuvraj. Wonder when we'll be able to take one of the flying car taxis.
Well, we reported a few weeks ago that the U.S. gave one flying car a certificate of airworthiness. But India has yet to do so. So watch this space.
You mean watch the skies.
Yes.
And we have more uplifting news. Have a listen to this.
آن سلسله موهای دگر بر سر بازار بازار شود از نفسش تازه چه گلزار آن سلسله موهای دگر بر سر بازار بازار شود از نفسش تازه چه گلزار.
That's one of the many pieces of music that took social media by storm after girls in the country of Afghanistan over the age of 12 were told they couldn't sing in public.
What? What's that about?
Well, Afghanistan, which is near us here in India, was ruled by an ultra-conservative and super strict party called the Taliban, which stripped away many human rights, including banning girls from education.
Then what did they do all day?
And they stayed home.
Like the lockdown, but always.
Pretty much. Even most music was banned under their rule.
For everyone?
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah. They lost power 20 years ago, but they've pretty much been fighting for control ever since. And now the current Afghan government is in peace talks with the Taliban. So when this ban was issued in the capital, Kabul, last week, everyone got worried that things were sliding backwards.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's where social media did its thing, with loads of girls and women posting music as part of a campaign. Hashtag I am my song. And we're happy to report that the magic of music and social media had an effect, and the ban has been lifted. For now, anyway.
Yes, sing it, girls. Turn it up, Mama. What's that? I'll tell you what. That's the halftime bell, which means it's time to hear what's making news around the rest of the world. Hold on tight. It's
Around the World in 80 seconds.
Ooh, hold tight!
People in the Chinese capital of Beijing were choking on sand and dust as a sandstorm swept over the city, turning skies hazy to an eerie shade of orange. Visibility was so bad, drivers had to turn on their headlights in the middle of the day. Sandstorms aren't uncommon in China, but this was the biggest in nearly a decade. Staying in China, the fossil of a theropod dinosaur sitting on a nest of eggs with fossilized babies inside has been unearthed. Theropods are those meat-eating dinosaurs that walk on 2 feet and have long tails. This discovery is the first of its kind, shedding light on how the creatures hatch their young. Dora, bring me a pizza, please. Yes, Sweden is joining the race for self-driving delivery vehicles with Dora the Droid. Demand for contactless deliveries has shot up since the pandemic. Aside from takeaway food, the company Foodora also delivers books, technology, and beauty products. And get ready. On Sunday, March the 21st, this year's largest and fastest known asteroid is gonna fly past Earth. The space rock is estimated to be between about a half a mile to a mile in diameter and will zip past Earth at a staggering speed of nearly 77,000 miles per hour. That's about 100 times faster than the speed of sound, in case you're wondering.
What a busy week it's been in the world. Now for some very chilled out musicians who are giving new meaning to the words cool music. Now it's the ace part of our podcast. That's
stands for Art, Culture, and Entertainment.
Darling.
A few weeks ago, we heard how a Finnish artist created art out of snow.
Yep, a humongous snowflake made from, snow.
Artists have been using snow and ice for ages, usually to create beautiful ice sculptures.
Which obviously melt when the weather warms up.
And that gives them a certain fragile beauty, as in they're very ephemeral.
What?
Ephemeral means something that lives only for a short period, like the beauty of a rose or the powderiness of fresh snow. They're ephemeral. You have to enjoy them while they last.
Like Easter eggs.
Yes, and ice sculptures.
But that's not the only thing that's icy and ephemeral.
Oh no, you won't believe what some cool musicians are doing with ice.
Our correspondent, Annika Dolvin-Mizra, has this report.
Just a few days ago, there was a very cool concert that took place in Norway. And when I say cool, I mean sub-zero temperatures cool. It was the annual ice music festival that not only takes place in an igloo, instruments are literally made out of ice. See, this might sound like your average swing beat, but listen carefully and you'll hear this ice music Sweden is a little bit different. It's more chilled, you might say. Musicians from Northern Europe and America have been crafting these cold creations for the last 20 years. At least 3 days and sometimes weeks are spent carving these instruments. Some are completely made of ice, like horns and drums. Others, like guitars and harps, have metal strings attached. Any kind of music can be played too. From slow classical to rock and roll. Creating and playing these icy instruments can be unpredictable because ice is always in motion. You see, it becomes tricky when the warm bodies of the audience start to melt the instruments or when the horn player's lips stick to the mouthpiece. But the musicians say that that's the fun of it. I'm Annika Dolvin-Mizra reporting for Newsy Jacuzzi.
Thanks a lot for that cool report, Annika.
Gosh, that's totally a bucket list concert to see. Oh, wow. Y'all should go and have a listen to this music. We'll put links in our episode notes, transcript, and on our Facebook page.
And now, what an odd week it's been for animals.
Step right up.
An oddball, no doubt.
An oddball, no doubt.
Odd animals, in fact. What a wacky week it's been for the animal kingdom. From a friendly raccoon that's going viral, thanks to the digital magazine, The Dodo, to the walrus that went on a walkabout, and finally, sea snails that beheaded themselves. Where shall we begin?
Okay, well, let's start with the raccoon that rocked up to a house on the edge of a forest, to the surprise of the homeowner, who didn't have such a high opinion of the creatures to begin with.
Which is odd, as they have the coolest faces with two-toned fur that makes them look like little masked bandits.
Quite. But to some, they're pests. But it was the lockdown and this man was a little lonely and, long story short, he feeds the raccoon, who naturally comes back for more, and so begins their great friendship, all documented on The Dodo, the digital magazine where animal lovers go for their daily fix of cuteness. We've already put the link on our Facebook page to the video, which has racked up some 13 million views.
And now for the walrus who went on a walkabout, as our Australian listeners would say. Though, really, it was more of a sleepover that lasted a bit too long.
Yes, the whiskered sea creature was spotted by a 5-year-old girl in Ireland, I can imagine no one believed her at first.
Because walruses should not be in Ireland.
No, they're usually up in the Arctic Ocean. But experts reckon the walrus may have fallen asleep and drifted down to the Irish coast.
Talk about missing your stop.
This is the end of the line. Please leave the iceberg.
Unless you want a free ride to Ireland.
And finally, what do you do if you have parasites or teeny tiny bugs all over your body?
Well, if you're a certain type of sea snail, you behead yourself. Yes, somehow you magically detach your head, whoop, from the rest of your infected body. Yeah.
Yuck, but amazing. According to a study published in the journal Current Biology, two species of sea slugs, which are actually quite beautiful in their topaz, orange, and black design, can move, eat, and experts believe might even be able to poo from their severed heads during the 1 to 3 weeks it takes for their bodies to regrow.
Yuck! And get this, the headless bodies, which include the heart, can live up to a few months with the heart still beating. Yup, yuck, but amazing.
Of course, other creatures can regenerate body parts too, from flatworms to lizards and starfish, but to regrow a whole body from a severed head is making everyone in awe of these sea slugs.
Yeah, maybe next time I watch too many cartoons, you shouldn't worry that I'm turning into a slug. They're not so unimpressive after all, eh?
And it's time to wrap up the podcast with
the top five facts heard today.
Fab fact number one. To make cleaner planes, what else can be used instead of fossil fuels to power the engines? Electric batteries, solar energy, and hydrogen from water are all being developed to power planes.
Fab fact number two.
Hydrogen is the H in H2O. But what are some of the properties of hydrogen? Hydrogen is very abundant. That means it's found just about everywhere on Earth, and it's one of the lightest elements in the world.
Fab fact number three.
Girls over the age of 12 were banned from singing in public in Afghanistan until a social media campaign, hashtag IAmMySong, got the ban lifted. Many were worried it might have been the influence of which conservative group? The Taliban, the ultra-conservative party that ruled over the country in the 1990s.
Fab fact number four.
Artists have been using snow and ice for ages, usually to create ephemeral musical instruments. But what is ephemeral? Ephemeral means something that lives only for a short period.
Fab fact number five.
Two types of sea snails have been discovered detaching their heads from their bodies and then regrowing an entirely new body onto the severed head. While this is highly unusual, other creatures can regenerate body parts too. Can you name a few? Flatworms, lizards, and starfish, to name just a few, can all regenerate parts of their bodies.
Drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special announcement to make.
Oh, yes, we do.
You can now find an interactive quiz of our five fab facts on our website to test how well you are listening. It's something teachers have been asking us for ages. Well, ask and ye shall receive.
Go to newsyjacuzzi.com and click on our Lucky Dip blog page.
You'll find all the Fab Facts online quizzes there. Go on, test yourself.
Yeah! And before we say goodbye, You might remember it's Women's History Month in the U.S.
And we promise to share some podcasts that do a great job highlighting women who've changed the world. Well, have you heard of What Will She Do Next? It's a musical podcast that does just that, so check it out. And for a complete list, see our Facebook community page, where we've posted the blog about this from our lovely friends at the Kids Listen Network.
And if you enjoyed our dip in the whirlpool of news and information, then do subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Alexa, or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're at it, give us a thumbs up. Or better still, leave us a review. Oh, it only takes a couple of minutes, and you'll be helping other listeners find us pretty please. Think of the good karma. See you next week in the Newsy Jacuzzi.